Welcome to our WTU podcast, We Move People, your podcast for body, heart and mind. We are Alfred Johannes Neudorfer and Rosa Ferrante Banera. And in our podcast, we talk about the topics personal development, health, martial arts, philosophy and humanity. Welcome to a new episode from our We Move People podcast. Hello, AJ.
Hello, Rosa.
Alfred. Nee, AJ. Today we talk about mindset. Mm-hmm. What is mindset?
Mindset is it's your personal behavior, your possibilities, your attitude, your limits, your personal believings. How it's a feeling about your own life and also how all the things you think is your life. Mm-hmm. There's a difference between mindset and personal believings for me. We have in German the word Glaubenssätze is like personal believings. This is the patterns in my thinking. If I think something is not possible, then it will not be possible. Mm-hmm. And if I say every time I cannot this, I never will can this or be able to do this. Mm-hmm. This is personal believing. Mm-hmm. But mindset is for me the whole human being. It's like we say in our Wing Chun style, WTU Wing Chun style, we say the thinking center, the feeling center, and the moving center.
Yes, this would be my question, mm-hmm. because mindset, I thought, is only what I think, how I think, no. So mindset is not only the thinking center.
No, I think it's not only the thinking center. It's not only the thinking. Because I have limits in my moving, I have limits in my emotions, I have feeling in my thinkings. And mindset has to do with the pattern behind all these things. It's not only thinking.
What I understand when I have a personal belief, mm-hmm. What limited myself, then I would not behave in a different way. Mm-hmm. So what I believe is also the basic how I can behave. But why the mindset has something to do with the moving center?
Yes, because mind for me is not thinking alone. Mind is like a little bit spirit inside. It's not the brain alone. Mm-hmm. If the moving center is in interaction with the thinking center. The thinking center is in interaction with the feeling center, and the moving center is in interaction with the feeling center, and they work together. And the limit of each center has consequences for all the centers and for all the human being. And so if you work with mindset, you work with the whole human being, not only with the thinking. Mm-hmm. If you only work with thinking, then you work with personal beliefs. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's important, mm-hmm. but it's not the whole. Mindset is for me more. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, personal beliefs is not the same as mindset. Mm-hmm. And how can I change the mindset? If I have a limited mindset, how can I change it?
Yeah, one step is that you have to look to your personal beliefs, because what personal beliefs you have and where do they come from. Mm-hmm. And the next is there are many things. Then you have to look how are the people around you? because the people around you are like you. There is a, you can say the five people you are most of the time around you, you are the sum of all these peoples.
Mm.
You cannot be another if you these people are around you.
Mm-hmm.
So mindset is also the what is the result from all these things
mm-hmm.
in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so you have to change on many, many points. You have to change on your moving. You have to change your emotions. You have change on your thinking. Also, for me, also intuition is a thing from the mindset, and you have to work on mindset that more is possible for you. If you have another mindset, then other things are possible for you. Other things are possible in your moving, in your thinking, in your emotions, how you see the world.
Mm-hmm. Okay, when I know what are my personal beliefs and the people around myself, how can I change that? When I know where they come from, when it started that I take these personal beliefs, and when I forgot that I took these personal beliefs, and when I identify myself with that, how can I change that?
You have to know a target.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a target, you can look at people you have reached this target.
Mm-hmm.
And then look, how are these people? What are doing? What people are around these people? How they are thinking? How they are moving? And all these things. And you must change yourself in a people who is able to do this.
And you must surround yourself with those people.
I always say to be a Wing Chun master is not to do Wing Chun a long time.
Mm.
Well, you can do Wing Chun your whole life and you are not a master, you are nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, you are a Wing Chun master if you
have the mindset
acquired the mindset of a Wing Chun master.
Mm-hmm.
If you can act like a Wing Chun master, mm-hmm. not if you do something a long time, it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You have to change yourself in the person who is able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And this is another thing. When I want to learn something, I have to change myself in the person who is able to do this.
Mm.
I cannot be the same person. Mm. So I have to change everything. If I am the person who can do this, then it's not necessary to learn it.
Mm.
If I will really learn something, learning is not to get information. Now, learning is I have to change myself. And what I have to change? I have to change my mindset. How I look to the life. And how I speak about life. We all have an inner dialogue, how we speak with us about the world.
Mm-hmm.
And this I have to change. And it's not only the speaking, it's the emotion behind
mm-hmm.
and all the things behind.
Mm-hmm. And I think we also need positive reference situations to
mm-hmm.
change.
To change ourselves. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. first I need a target.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, like we say in our Wing Chun style, point to point, step by step,
mm-hmm.
and then make a step for a positive reference,
mm-hmm.
and then to the next step, and then to the next step. And so I change myself because I have to give away something that I can change myself.
Mm-hmm.
I have to give something away that I can get new things.
It's not get more and more and more.
No, I cannot sample.
Mm-hmm.
On this point. Mm-hmm. And what I have to give away are the personal beliefs, then borderlines, all these things I have to give away.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot ask people who do not the same. I cannot ask people who don't want and who are not able to give away the things I have to give away.
I need to orientate myself to people who are already there where I want to become.
Yes, it's the only way.
Okay, so mindset is not only the mind, it's not only the thoughts, the beliefs, it's not only, the conditioning from the mind, it's much more.
It's much more, it's more. It's maybe a start, but it's not the whole thing. If you only work on the personal believings, okay, it's one point, but it's not enough.
So, do we have something else to say?
No, I think it's enough for today. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Then until the next time.
Next time. Bye.
Bye.